L. Annette Binder, we'll call you Annette, writes the book The Vanishing Sky, telling the story of a mother in a small German town trying to hold her family together during the final months of World War II, inspired by events by your own family history, I understand. Annette, welcome to the morning show. Thanks for you.
Oh, thank you, Shelley. It's a pleasure to be here.
Certainly many praises for this, what's described as a deeply moving novel from a writer with an urgent story to share. And I know this past year did mark the 75th commemoration of the end of World War II. So obviously still timely and still a must read. Now, let's talk, first of all, how was your family involved in your work?
Well, you know, both of my parents are from Germany, and I was born in Germany and came to the U.S. as a small child. And long after my father had passed away, he died when I was 16, I came across a photograph of him in his Hitler Youth uniform, and I had not known that he'd been in the Hitler Youth. And in many ways, finding that photograph caused me to start researching my own family history, and much of what I found out inspired the story in the book.
What does it mean to serve in the Hitler Youth?
Well, the Hitler Youth was a boys group in Germany that really took root in the 30s, and by the end of the war it was compulsory for almost all boys. It was mandatory for boys 14 and older to serve, and it was really one of the primary ways for the Nazis to indoctrinate the children into their hateful ideology. And by the end of the war, the boys and the girls who had their own similar group were really the ones who were left fighting, since so many of the soldiers had been killed or were not available to fight on the home front. So it really came down to the boys in the Hitler Youth and the old men in the Volkssturm, which was the sort of civilian wing that, did the last minute sort of urgent fighting against the incoming allies who were pouring into the German territory.
Before I get into more of the storyline and the title, The Vanishing Sky, Annette, what about your mother? Did you talk to her about this upbringing, her husband?
Absolutely. You know, my mother was younger than my father, but still had memories from her early years of the end of the war. And I spent many hours talking to my mother, and I'm so grateful that I had the chance to do that. She told me what she knew about my father, but she also told me about her own experiences during and after the war. And it brought me so much closer to my mom. I was already close to her, but it brought me so much closer. And it gave me really the chance to ask all the questions that I should have asked of my father and didn't. So I'm really grateful for that.
And you write The Vanishing Sky, a novel. What is the storyline?
It's really the story of a mother named Etta Huba, who's trying to hold her family together, as you said. Etta's older son, Max, has come home from the Eastern Front suffering from a mental breakdown, and she's trying to hide his condition from the authorities because she knows that they'll take him from her if they find out how sick he really is. And at the same time, her younger son, Georg, who's only 15, has run away from his post in the Hitler Youth and is trying to make his way back home to her. So in many ways, Etta is really the heart of the story.
Yes, the book is entitled The Vanishing Sky, a novel. L. Annette Binder on the line. Annette, why the title?
You know, the original working title was Mutti, which means mom or mother in German. And people who looked at the title said, that's just not going to work. No one's going to know how to pronounce that, and it's a strange title to have for a book. And so I went back through the book and found a scene that's really a key scene, even though it's a flashback scene, of something that Etta and her classmates sort of saw and participated in as young children that has haunted her. And in that scene, there's a moment where she looks at the sky sort of vanishing between the trees. And that just seemed like the fitting title, because in so many ways the sky is vanishing in this book because of the Allied bombings and because of all these things that are happening within the country of Germany. And so we decided to go with that title, which is sort of a little more indirect, but at the same time plugs into some of the themes of the book.
Yes, back to your writing of the book, an article you wrote that I'm perusing on behalf of Bloomsbury entitled Learning to Decipher My Father's Past in Nazi Germany. It took you 8 years to write your first draft, sat in a drawer, your drawer novel, as many call it, and of course you. I guess I'm reading to the end here. You admit almost 53. You were in your 30s when you started it, and now you're at the age when your father died. Correct? Where am I going with this? Yeah,
that's correct. Yeah. At the age that he died, and also at the age that his father died, which is a strange thing. Yes.
And back to that picture, you say you recognize sadness in the kids because it was still there when he was an adult.
That's right. What really struck me the most about the photograph wasn't the Hitler Youth uniform, although that was really shocking to see. You know, it's one thing to know in the abstract that my father was of an age where service was compulsory. It's another thing to see it. But apart from the uniform, what really struck me was the expression in his eyes, because the earlier photographs in this album that I came across showed a mischievous sort of sprite of a boy, you know, sort of playful and smiling. And by the time he was 13 or 14 and wearing that uniform, his face was completely transformed. And the expression in his eyes is something that he carried for the rest of his life, because I knew it very well. And I knew who that picture was before I flipped it over to see, you know, the writing on the back. I knew that was my father as a boy. And grappling with what he had lived through and what he had been, you know, sort of taught to believe, I think was something that occupied him for the rest of his life. And I don't think he was unique in that.
Well, very well researched. Certainly write what you know, but it is described as eloquent and painfully human. Annette, how do we find out more information about The Vanishing Sky?
Anyone could go to my website, which is www.lannettebinder.com, to find out more about the writing of the book, sources that I looked at, and, you know, articles about the book.
Great. Keep up your good work. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Shelley. It's been a pleasure.